This week's parasha, Parshas Behar. Certainly, the primary theme in the beginning of the parasha is the Inyanim and the Halachas of Shemitah. And Shemitah really teaches us to have emuna and bitachon in Hashem and His ability and His supervision, providing us with sustenance. The Sefer HaChinuch, the Mitzvah Peidalad, discusses the roots of the Mitzvah of Shemitah. And I'm just going to quote a few lines just to bring home the point. He says, "L'chein tziva baruch hu l'hafkir kol ma shetotzi haaretz b'shana zu milvad hashvita bo." Not only do you not work the land, you make everything ownerless. Everything, you give it everything away. You have this beautiful field. I had this list last time. Shemitah went to like a cucumber farm. Like, it's everything. Anybody can walk in, take. You know, you can imagine you working on your field for 6 years, and then all of a sudden, I'm not working it. Of course, you're allowed to do certain things. I'm not really sure all the halachas, just to make sure that you don't cause further damage. But you can't enhance anything, certainly. You got to let anybody come and take. A person has to recall, remember, and know. The reason why your field is producing is not because of your strength and because of you. Nothing to do with you. There's a master who's supervising everything. And when he wants, he tells you, leave it ownerless. It really shows you that HaKadosh, we have to, and it's not just enough to teach us about emunah bitachon that Hashem is providing you. We have to do an action. We have to go ahead. The action is actually a lack of action, but totally leave the land fallow, not to work the land, and leave it ownerless. So what do you see from here? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah to remind us, right? That is everything we have in our pockets, every sustenance, every type of parnasa, anything, it's mamish from Hashem. And Rabbi Malach Birman quotes a very powerful Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is found in Parshas Va'era, and he says that, you know, when the people left Mitzrayim, so they had food in Mitzrayim, they came into the Midbar, and they had no food. I mean, they had whatever matzah ran out, apparently, on the Yud Zayin Iyar, and the month started falling actually on Yuches Iyar, or Yud Zayin Iyar. Anyway, so all of a sudden, man came from Shemayim in the Midbar. Wow, totally miraculous. But imagine if you were born in the Midbar when man was falling down. Those people, says the Chasam Sofer, got used to it. When they came into Eretz Yisrael, the man stopped falling. So what did they see was miraculous? They didn't know about this until this point. You put things in the ground, and all of a sudden it sprouts. And all of a sudden they say, wow, Hashem is amazing. He's providing for us. But only when there's a change in Teva do you realize, a change in nature, do you realize what Hashem is doing. Our issue is, and our challenge is, to realize, you know, we grew up thinking that you get an education, right? You become educated in a certain field, you get hired to a job, and then you get a paycheck, and then you go buy groceries in the supermarket, and that's how it works. But it's so not true. That's not how it works. It's all mamish, a gift from Hashem. And the more we realize that, the better off we are in life. A person thinks, again, a person has to do a shtadlus, there's no question about it. But can you imagine a person lived that life and say, listen, a certain serenity and a certain calmness, a certain happiness when he realizes the truth. And this is what we see in the Torah. I mean, the Torah is not just for the farmers. Shemitah is not just for farmers. It's for everybody. I was actually listening to a shir yesterday from one of my rebbeim, and he told me that he had a Talmud who was a very smart young man, and he did very well in accounting, and he was working, you know, for a big accounting firm. But he actually had a love to learn, and he wasn't able to learn at all when he was working for a big accounting firm. And he'd rather work less and learn more. So he was hoping to get a job at the IRS. You know, and there was like 500 spots, you know, thousands of applicants, and he made it to like the seventh interview. And by the seventh interview, he was dropped. And he was all upset. And his Rebbe, one of my Rebbeim, told him that it's all from Hashem, don't worry. And so, within a few weeks, I forget, it was 2 days or 2 weeks, I forget exactly, but he got a job with a similar pay to the IRS in a firm company where he didn't have to work. He worked also like much less, and he was all free yontif, and everything worked out for him. So the more a person realizes that his parnasa and his livelihood is in the hands of Hashem, so the better off he is. And based on the pasuk in Tehillim, the Gemara says the following. The pasuk says in in Perek Kuf Lamed Aleph. Im lo shivisi v'domamti nafshi kugamul alai. Imo kugamul alai nafshi. Literally means, I swear that I stilled and silenced my soul like a suckling child at his mother's side, like the suckling child is my soul. And the Metzuda says that just like a suckling child desires nothing more than what his mother provides him, so too, David HaMelech saying, I have complete faith in Hashem, just like a child doesn't worry about his next meal. Does a child worry about his next meal? No, he knows his mother is going to provide for him. So too. And says of Shimshon Pinkas in Nefesh Shimshon, an amazing thing. Quoted in Nefesh Shimshon on Tehillim. This is what he says. He says the following mashal. He says that a young child, right, whenever he cries, so his mother comes over and she feeds him, he takes care of him. When the child gets a little bit older, right, so whenever he cries, the mother runs over and, you know, certainly much less intensely because he's a little bit older. He can't, you know, the chance of him being really hurt or really needing her are even less. And she runs over a little bit. And when he gets even older and more capable of taking care of himself, whenever he cries, like, you know, she leaves him, you know, unless it's a major issue, she doesn't run over to him. So he said, that's the muscle. He said, the more baby-like, so to speak, the more we realize that we're dependent upon Hashem, the more Hashem runs over and comes to help us. The more we think we're independent, the more we think that we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the less He comes over to us. And it's an amazing thing, and it's something we really have to understand. It's a challenge, because on the one hand, we have to do Hishtadlis. We need an education of some sort. We need to try to make a livelihood. It's certainly that's Aleph Beis. But a person has to know deep down inside that just like the laws of Shemitah, and the Chinuch tells us, the whole root of the mitzvahs to teach us, it's mamish all from Hashem. I mean, I can tell you the stories that I've heard from our students. This one, he didn't like his job, he started davening more, and Baruch Hashem, he found his job. And this one, you know, he started giving tzedakah, and he got a promotion in his job. It's how I ended up in Torah Shraga, because somebody was talking to somebody, I was this and that. I don't know if I ever told you, I don't want to give details, but I mean, I'll give you slight details, but there's somebody deserving this yeshiva that's only here because I happened to bump into him and I had just heard that there was a job opening in Torah Shraga. It was like the craziest thing, literally. I was passing by this person's building at a certain, you know, I had just gotten off the phone that there was, I just got off the phone with Ray David, Torah Yeshiva, a few years ago, and he told me there was a job opening in yeshiva, but there's 10 people that they already considered for this job. I said, I'm not even going to think about it. I'm not even going to think about who I know that's looking for a job. And I literally, 2 minutes later, it was not two, but 10 or 15 minutes later, I was passing by somebody's building. Boom, he happened to be right there. I said, ding, ding, ding. And the rest is history. It's mamish like that. It's mamish like that. And the more you realize it, the more you realize that Hashem is totally running the show in every area, but certainly in the area of Parnassa, then we're much better off. And the scary thing is that, I said this before, is that success is very dangerous, because oftentimes a person thinks that the more successful he is, the more it has to do with him. But it's the exact opposite. The more successful a person is, the more he should realize it's more Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, we have some alumni, I have to say, that feel that so much, and they, you know, Baruch Hashem helped the yeshiva out because of that, because they realize, it's like, I know this is, my livelihood is miraculous. Of course I'm going to try to give tzedakah. Like, what's the shaila? We also see an amazing Yerushalmi about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Yerushalmi tells us that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai came out of the cave. It's Yerushalmi in Shvius Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, and it's also in Bereishis Rabba Ayin Tes Vav, that they came out of the cave and they saw like a bird hunter, and this bird hunter was shooting arrows at the birds. And Rav Shimon, who had this tremendous spiritual antennas, he heard a bas kol go out and say, "This bird is going to be, you know, caught, and this bird's not going to be caught, and this bird is going to be caught, and this bird's not going to be caught." So Rav Shimon said, "So just like the birds, it's clear who's going to be caught. So to have nothing to worry about the Romans, because the Lamaisa, if it's Nigzer in Shemayim, if it's decreed in Shemayim that the Romans are going to catch me, I'll be caught. But if not, not." And when you think about this Lamaisa, and you transfer it over to our lives in terms of Parnassa, so then a person thinks like, "Oh, when he caught the arrow, that means he shot a good arrow and he got the bird." And when he didn't miss it, when he didn't catch the bird, it must be because he didn't shoot it properly, he was in the wrong place. But it's still not true. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai heard a bas kol call out and say, "This bird is going to be caught. This bird is not going to be caught." Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we said, if we could hear the bas kol, the bas kol saying, "Okay, you go into this profession. You go to this company. You know, and it was so clear to us. Again, we have to understand that Hashem is guiding us, and that it's so true. It's mamash so true that that he's supervising, he's taking care of every single prat. I mean, actually, I met with somebody when I was in America. He was telling me that somebody came to him. I may have said this over. I don't remember, but somebody who has seen success, a young man who's seen success in his business, and he said to my friend, he said, who's also successful, Baruch Hashem, but who's a real Eved Hashem, a real Ben Aliyah, and he said to him, I can't take any personal pride out of my accomplishments. I can't take any personal pride. And he said, what's the difference between you and the guy who's rubbing two nickels together, collecting money in shul on Sunday morning? Like, what's the difference? And he said to him, so the older person with I think the very good hashkafas says because you were blessed and he wasn't blessed, right? The truth is when we learn the Igeres Ramban, and Igeres Ramban talks about gaiva, he says, right? I'm saying, well, let me just get the exact quote so I don't misquote it. Right? When a person wants to have gaiva because he's successful, and he said it, the guy next to me, he's not successful, I'm successful, right? And I can have gaiva over him. So what does he say? Right, you can't say that because Hashem is the ma'asher. Hashem is. Let me get you the exact quote. Right, it's Hashem. It's Hashem who gives wealth. Oh, so that's the exact quote. The exact quote is. Well, what are we doing with Gaiva? We have Gaiva. Oh, we're the man because we made Hashem. He's the one who gives it. He's the one who gives it. So. And also in this week's parasha, it discusses the aver of ona, overcharging. And it says over there, one's talking about business, one's talking about not making your friend feel bad, not causing him pain, and talking to him not nicely. And it says, a person has to realize, we don't gain anything by swindling people in business. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to believe, as the Gemara Baba Basra says, Kishem shim mizunosim shel adam kutsuvim lov mirosh Hashana. Just like a person's sustenance is decided and set on Rosh Hashanah, kaches mizunosim shel adam kutsuvim lov mirosh Hashana. His losses are also set on Rosh Hashanah. So there's no point in trying to swindle somebody and try to steal. And that's why stealing is so antithetical to any form of emunah. You think, you're going to overcharge him by six. You're going to overcharge him. You're going to swindle him. What are you doing? In the end of the day, you're gonna get the same. It's can you imagine? It's so silly. If we saw the spreadsheets in Shemayim, we knew exactly how much we're gonna end how much parnas we're gonna end up at the end of the year. Of course, we have an obligation. We have to do a shtadlus. But to a certain, would you ever try to cheat any system? You ever try to like bad man? Let's say you're fighting with a job. You're trying to get a job, and you know the person who's trying to get the job also. So you like you start bad mouthing him to the boss, to the recruiter. It's crazy. But again, we think, and it's hard, we don't see it. Just like the people living in Mitzrayim, they thought like, oh, what are we going to do? We don't, people in Mitzrayim aren't feeding us whatever, matzah they gave us or whatever. All of a sudden, mon. And then the next generation, we don't have any mon. What are we going to do? Oh, don't worry, you just put these seeds in the ground, you just water it, it comes out. We grow so used to it. In our generation, we think it's obvious. You get an education, you get a profession, you go for an interview, you get a job, and you get a paycheck, and you buy groceries. But it's so not true. And a person has to. I mean, this is our Mesorah. And the more a person realizes it, the more he's connected to Hashem, and the more he's able to live a more serene life. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to add. I don't remember. But I think that's the message. And it goes through everything. This really permeates every aspect of life. The more we feel Hashem in our lives, the more He is on in life, right? It says by Gaiva, it says, "Ein ani v'hu yichol loder b'makom echad." Exactly, I forgot exactly the lashon. The Bali Musar speak better. It could be a pasuk that if we go ahead and we think, "Ah, we're Bali Gaiva, we can do it. God, we don't need you. We don't need you. We have a brain, right? Oh, it didn't come from you. We created our brain. Why we're so smart? And we say, okay, well, because when we were born, we pressed the smart button. And that's where we're supposed to. And you know what? When we were in fifth grade, we worked hard. That's why. And sixth grade and seventh grade. You know why we're so smart, Cable? Because God, because we worked hard. That's crazy. I mean, the truth is, I always say this over. Like, a person, when you think about it, you think about a guy, but think about, like, a person. I actually sent this to an email, a strong email to a student of mine many years ago. Who was very, 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 very bright. I made an impression. Maybe it didn't. Maybe we still have Baruch Hashem a decent relationship. And I told him, like, how can a person, Baruch Hashem, he's very, very, very smart. I'm thinking to myself, like, how can a person ever take gaiva in that? I'm saying, you had nothing to do with it. You have nothing to do with it. I'm saying, and besides, fear about the fact that Hashem could take it away any second, that's putting that aside. I'm saying, it's and I often say this, and I think it's a little bit hard to hear, but it's reality. You know, we were born helpless, postured helpless, right? We're supposed to, right? Think about three things you won't come to do in Avera. One of them, from where we came from. We came from nothing. We're not even talking about a tiva srucha. Let's talk about, like, the day we were born. We couldn't do anything. And now all of a sudden, 18, 19 years later, you're functional, you're capable. Like, who can ever take personal... That's when you ask the kid, oh, I made a lot of money, I can't take personal pride? Hold on a second. Like, how are you breathing right now? How did you get here? How did you get through school? No, because you. We don't know. Because you woke yourself up every morning. You press the brain, you know, the brain working button every morning. Again, this is it's very hard to think about this. We always think, as the pasuk tells us in Sefer Devarim, "Kochi va'otzim yadi asli asachal azeh." Interestingly enough, Rav Malach Biederman quotes a certain very interesting thing. I didn't get it. I can tell you over the basic idea, but he was saying, why is it that the hands are the thing? The truth is, in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim in the morning, right? We say that the tumah leaves every other part of your body. You have to do negel vasar on your hands. Why your hands? So he said from somebody that the hands are the thing that represent. It's my handiwork. It's me. It's all me. And that's where the tumah. That's why touching, you know, truma, all, everything about tummy hands. Shut the hands. What about your feet? What about your legs? What about your whole body? What about your head? Why is tumah by the hands? Because the hands is the most dangerous. Because the person thinks it's my hands. Again, it's hard for us to relate to that because we're not, most people in our that we associate with. Okay, some people do work, you know, plumbers and electricians and planting, but most people generally computers. But it's more in the mind than the hands. But the point is that the hands is what's the danger. The danger is the person thinks, oh, it's all me. It's not all us. And the more I'm going to be talking with Hashem in our parnasa and in life in general, the better off we are. So that's really the lesson of Shemitah. That to understand and to really internalize these yisodos, and it really, as I said before, it permeates all aspects of life. The more we recognize Hashem's supervision of the world, the better off we are, and the better off the world is. Have a great Shabbos.